We have David Simner and Stephanie Hare here from Redgate. They're going to talk all about DevOps for SQL Server.
Thanks, Seth. Hi, I'm Stephanie Hare, Product Manager at Redgate Software.
And hi, I'm David Simner. I'm a technical lead at Redgate.
We're so excited to be here today to follow up on the announcement that Donovan Brown made about including your database alongside your application changes when you're doing DevOps, so that it's no longer a bottleneck when delivering value to your users. So what we want to talk about is Redgate Data Tools, which are now included as part of the Visual Studio 2017 installer. This includes three tools. SQL Prompt Core and ReadyRoll Core are available in Visual Studio 2017 Enterprise, and SQL Search is available across all the editions of Visual Studio 2017, including Community, Professional, and Enterprise. If you guys have any questions, please use the hashtag VS2017, hashtag Redgate, and we're happy to answer them today. Just to go into a little bit more detail, SQL Prompt Core is all about increasing your productivity, allowing you to quickly write SQL and helping you with the SQL development. We also have ReadyRoll Core, which is again available in Visual Studio Enterprise, which is all about DevOps. This is the ability to source control your migration scripts, so changes to your database, and then including those database changes alongside your application changes in your CI and CD processes. And finally, SQL Search, available in all Visual Studio Enterprise editions. This is also to help with productivity when searching for SQL fragments in your database, allowing you to understand references, and also searching throughout databases, across databases as well. So I just want to take a little bit to talk a little bit more about Redgate. Redgate was founded in 1999, and for over 17 years, we've providing solutions for database professionals. Everything from database development and deployment through to backup and monitoring as well. We have over 800,000 users on our software, and 91% of the Fortune 100 companies use our solution, the SQL Toolbelt. So again, we're so excited to be here today to be part of completing that story for DevOps and including your database alongside your processes. So David, could you tell us a little bit more about DevOps?
Cool. So you've just heard Donovan Brown speaking before us, and this quote is from him. DevOps is the union of people, process, and products to enable the continuous delivery of value to the end users. Now, intrinsic in the quote is that you can't just adopt a product and be doing DevOps. What happens is the group of people writing the software come together, they adopt a process, and yes, they use products to help them with that process. And the whole point of this is to deliver value to the end users, because once the end users are realizing the value of the software, that's where businesses really win. So far today, you've heard about DevOps for the application from Donovan Brown in the last 30 minutes. Now what I want to talk about is what might those DevOps processes be for the database. So in our slot today, we're going to be talking about the region shaded in blue in this diagram. We're not going to cover the bits in black today, but Redgate does have other tools that can help address these. So if we look at the region in blue, it all starts off with developing changes to the database. And then just as we would build our application, we're going to build our database as well. And then just as we would test the application, we're going to look at testing the database as well. And finally, we're going to package those changes up to be released. And we're going to see today how Visual Studio and TFS come together to help us do DevOps for the database. So if we look at what those processes might look like on a diagram, it looks something like this. So on the left-hand side, we have the people, the development team. We've got application developers, we've got database developers, and they're working together in Visual Studio to make changes to the application and to the database. Then, as Donovan showed before us, there's the continuous integration and the release management side of things. And just as the application can be built and can be released, so too can the database with the Redgate data tools. And finally, we can deploy to the different environments and the last deployment to production when the end users get to realize the value.
And we recently ran a report about DevOps for database developers, and we asked how many of them do both application and database development work. So we had over 1,000 responses, and 75% of the users said that they do both application and database development, which is why it's so important to have a solution in the tools that you're already using, like Visual Studio and VSTS. But David, what are some of the challenges when it comes to including your database in an automated pipeline like this?
So if you think about how you might deploy an application, if you're deploying an application to production, what you can do is you can take the running instance of the application in production and just throw it away and start a new one up. And the reason why you can do that is because the application doesn't have any state associated with it. So it's perfectly fine just to throw it away and bring up the new version of the application. And then the users are now running the new version. The problem is you can't do that with the database. And the reason you can't do that with the database is it's got state in it. So the reason it's fine for the application is because there's no state, because all the state's been moved into the database. So we can't just take our production database and throw it away and start one up with the new version. Because if we did, then we'd lose all the customers, all the orders, and all the rest of our production data. So what we have to do with the production database is we have to upgrade it in place. And what we're going to see today is how the Redgate data tools make it really easy to author those changes and to test those changes so that when you deploy those changes to production, you've got the confidence that you've tested these changes and you're happy with doing so. So one of the things, one of the tweets we saw this morning was asking how the Redgate data tools and ReadyRoll as part of that compare to SSDT, which is SQL Server data tools and the database projects in Visual Studio. So what's the difference between these two tools?
Yeah, this question keeps coming up, so we wanted to address it right away. So ReadyRoll is actually an alternative to the SSDT database projects. So SSDT is a great set of tools that enable you to do database development within Visual Studio. And ReadyRoll is just an alternative to database projects, so one of those tools. And the reason is ReadyRoll enables more control over the end deployment script. It actually shifts the deployment script instead of being generated at release time all the way to your development. And this is really where DevOps is so powerful, getting DBAs involved earlier, getting the deployment script that will be used written earlier, included in your source control, tested as part of your CI and CD processes so that there are no surprises when it comes to deployment time. The deployment script is the concatenation of those migration scripts that are in development time, giving the developers and the DBAs a lot more control over what's going to be ran in development. Because not only does ReadyRoll help to generate those migration scripts based on your changes, it also allows the developer to edit them. So exactly what they want changed is going to be ran when it comes to deployment across the environments.
Cool.
So I think we've talked enough.
Yeah, let's
see it in action.
Cool. So while I'm giving the demo, if you've got any more questions, feel free to send them in using the VS2017 hashtag, and they'll come through to us. So let's jump across to the virtual machine where we're going to be doing the demo. So what we're going to be seeing in the demo today is how the Redgate data tools let us make a change to the database and then deploy that change out to different environments. So for the demo today, I'm going to be using a kind of a fictional scenario of a company called Parts Unlimited. So Parts Unlimited sell car parts through a website. And right now, they target the American market only. And what the business has decided to do is it's decided to branch out to the UK. Now, that would involve some database changes. So if we take a look at the database right now, we've got a product table, which is where Parts Unlimited stores all the information about its products. And the products have a price. And because currently we only sell to the American market, that price will be in US dollars. And when we branch out to the UK market, as well as having the price in US dollars, we want to have a separate price in Great British Pounds, which is the currency of the UK. And so what we need to do is we need to make those database changes, and then we're going to see how the Redgate data tools let us make those changes. So first of all, let me get at the table designer and we can start making those changes to the table.
And this is one of those SSDT tools, the table designer, that really allows you to do database development within Visual Studio.
Exactly. So the ReadyRoll tool builds on top of SSDT. So if you're familiar with SSDT, you get all the designers in ReadyRoll, you get pre and post deployment scripts in ReadyRoll, you get SQL command variables in ReadyRoll. We really build on top of all the SSDT functionality with the difference that we create the migration script much earlier on in the process. We've shifted that left, and shift left is one of the DevOps concepts. And the idea is that by generating that as soon as possible, we discover any problems as soon as possible with that script, as we're going to see in the demo today. So I'm going to rename the price column to price US dollars. And this is better to better reflect what that column is. So I've just done a rename of that column. And then I'm going to add a new column to the database, which is the price in Great British Pounds. And that's going to be exactly the same data type as the US dollar column. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update my development database by just clicking the update button. And here I've used Visual Studio to make that change to my development database using the designer. But the ReadyRoll tool doesn't mind how I did that change. I could have used SSMS if that's where I was more comfortable. I could have used the query window if that's where I'm more comfortable. What the ReadyRoll tool does, once I click the refresh button, is it will analyze my development database and it will work out how I've changed the database and what changes I've made. So if we double click on this, we can see the difference, and we can see that the price column has been renamed price US dollars, and then we've got this extra price GBP column at the end. And so this button here, the import and generate script button, is really kind of the key functionality of ReadyRoll. And when I click this, what ReadyRoll does is it generates that script for me. So if we take a look at the script that ReadyRoll has generated, it's identified that I've renamed the column, and it's identified that I've added this new column here. So I could have made these changes however I liked, SSMS, Visual Studio Designers, query window, whatever. ReadyRoll has analyzed the database and generated that script for me. Now, SSDT would have generated a script just like this too, but SSDT would have generated that script at deployment time, whereas ReadyRoll, as an alternative to SSDT, has generated that script in Visual Studio, so I can source control it, I'm aware of what that script is, and crucially, so that I can change it. So one of the problems with adding a new column to SQL Server is that we need to put some data in that column. So if we take a look at the table right now, we can see that the column that we've added doesn't have any data in it. And that's because we haven't told SQL Server how to put any data in. All we've done is created that column. And so one of the cool things about the ReadyRoll tool is it lets us modify the migration script that gets generated to include the business logic about how we're going to populate that column with data. So what I'm going to do here to make that change is I'm going to use the SQL Prompt tool. So SQL Prompt is another one of the Redgate data tools available in Visual Studio Enterprise as of VS 2017, which launched this morning. And so it's really an IntelliSense tool that makes it just much easier to write SQL. So we're going to update the product table, and we're going to set the price GBP column to be the price US dollars column at an exchange rate of 0.8. So SQL Prompt made that SQL a lot easier for me to write. So if I highlight those two lines and run them, then that those lines have now been run against my development database. I'm just going to tell ReadyRoll that I've done that as well. So now if we take a look at the product table, we can see that our new column has got lots and lots of data in it. And this is the SQL that we want to run against our test environments, our staging environment, and finally on production. And the cool thing about ReadyRoll is I can enter it here and know that this is what I'm going to be source controlling and what I'm going to be running during those deployments. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to rename the migration script. So by renaming this migration script, I can give it a better name to better reflect what it does. And that's important because this migration script is going to show up later in all of the reports that we generate as part of TFS VSTS. So by giving this a sensible name, it really helps our team come together and collaborate and know what this script is doing. So I've added the price GBP and renamed price to price US dollars. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get ReadyRoll to verify that script. And this is one of the other advantages of ReadyRoll, which is that by verifying the script, I can have the confidence that there's no typos in there, there's no syntax errors, SQL Server's happy to execute it. And that really gives me the confidence that I can check in. No one likes to break the build, and so by verifying that script before I do that commit, I've got that confidence that I'm not going to be breaking the build. So at this point, it's time to share our changes with our team. Here I'm using TFS, but because these things are just SQL files, text files, you can use any source control system you like, whether it's TFS, VSTS, GitHub, it really doesn't matter. We support all of them by checking in as part of Visual Studio. So let's change the product table for international expansion.
And I'm just going to commit that change. Great, too, because now your database changes can be associated with TFS work items, seen in your source control history, and just integrated with the application.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things we're not sharing here is the code review process in VSTS, but because these things are just normal files, they can be associated with, as Stephanie said, all the work items and reviewed as part of everything else. It's also worthwhile talking about exactly how ReadyRoll is working at this point. So ReadyRoll is just another project type. So the way you create a ReadyRoll project is you just go file, new project, and then we're right in the list next to SSDT, which, as Stephanie talked about earlier, we're an alternative to using. So that's us right next to SSDT. Now, Because we're just another project type, that just means we're just another project in the solution. So in this solution for the demo today, I've only got a ReadyRoll project. But in practice, you're probably going to have ReadyRoll alongside your application, whether that's a website, WPF app, it doesn't really matter. The crucial thing is because we're just another project, we fit into the solution along with everything else.
And one of the other things I noticed in the solution is you have migration scripts, but you also have the pre and post deployment scripts. Could you talk a little bit more about the differences there?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said earlier, we build on top of SSDT's functionality, and SSDT has got pre and post deployment scripts. What SSDT hasn't got is migration scripts, and that's the main difference between SSDT and ReadyRoll. So the pre and post deployment scripts, they run on every single build. They run on every single deployment. So when I do a deployment, it runs the pre-deployment script first, then it runs the migration scripts. I'll talk about how it runs them in a sec, and then it runs the post-deployment script at the end of the deployment. Now, the difference is that the pre- and post-deployment scripts run every single deployment, whereas the migration scripts are guaranteed to only run once. So the way that works is we add an extra table to the database, which is this migration log table. And that keeps track of which migration scripts we've run before. And so during a deployment, ReadyRoll will read the contents of that table, analyze it, see which migration scripts have run already, and then it only runs the new migration scripts that haven't previously run on that database. And the cool thing about that is that if we look at the migration script we wrote earlier, there's no if statements in there to say, you know, does this table exist? Have I been run before? And that's because ReadyRoll does all of that for us. It also, when this migration script runs, ReadyRoll guarantees to run it in the right order. So all of our migration scripts have got a number on them here. And so ReadyRoll will run these scripts in the right order. And so when this migration script runs, I know that the previous script has already been run, which is how I know that there's already a product table, which I can rename the column of, because the script that created that product table has already been run.
Great. So this is everything getting your database into the source control. What about the next step? Let's see this in VSTS or TFS.
Cool. So I'm using TFS today. We support VSTS as well. And in fact, we support any CI server and any release server that you want. We kind of fit into whatever's working for you. We just fit into your existing process so you can deploy the database alongside the application. So what I'm using here is I'm using a extension to VSTS, which is the RedGate ReadyRoll extension. You can download this for free from the VSTS marketplace. And what it does is it adds the ReadyRoll functionality into TFS and into VSTS. So let's look at the build to start with. So if we look at the build definition, this is kind of, there's no mention of ReadyRoll anywhere in this build definition at all. And the reason why is that ReadyRoll is just another project in your solution. So when you do a build of a solution, just as all your C# projects build, the ReadyRoll projects build as well. And in terms of the build time dependencies, you can either install the ReadyRoll build components on your build servers, or you can get them via NuGet, just as you would for dependencies of C# applications. So there are a couple of extra parameters that you have to pass into us. In particular, ReadyRoll, to build it, finds it really, really useful if you can give us a SQL server. So during a build, we check that those migration scripts actually work and actually run. Now, if you give us a SQL server, ReadyRoll can connect to the SQL server, create a temporary database, run all the migration scripts, and check that they actually run and there's no syntax errors in them. It doesn't have to be a real SQL server. It could be LocalDB if you want instead, which is installed as part of Visual Studio. We support SQL Server Express. Doesn't matter. If you don't give us a SQL server, then we'll still parse the migration scripts, but obviously we won't do as thorough a check as if we can actually run them on a real SQL server and check that they work. So while we've been talking, a build's been going in the background. So if I just refresh this page, we can see that the build was kicked off 5 minutes ago, and the build's already succeeded. So that's kind of what it looks like to build the database. There's nothing kind of new in terms of the build. The place where things become new is when we come to the release side of things. So one of the things our VSTS extension does is it adds this task. And so this is how you do the deployment of the ReadyRoll package to all the different environments that you want. I've got a couple of environments set up today. I've got CI in production, but you can add as many or as few environments as you want. So this tool will really work for you. And then if we look at what we see during a release, if I just refresh the page and look at the release, we've already automatically done a release from our environments. One of the things that the ReadyRoll extension adds into TFS and VSTS is this preview, which lets the whole team come together and see what database changes we're going to be deploying in this release. We can see the migration script there with the name that we gave it earlier. We can see Readyworld automatically generates a list of which objects are being changed. Here we can see it's the product table. And then if it finds anything else that's going on as well, it will list them here as well. The other thing we can do, if you've got kind of DBAs on your team that want to see the exact SQL that's being run, it's right here in the database script tag. Script tab, and if we scroll down here, we can see the SQL that we wrote earlier. And this is really the cool thing about ReadyRoll, which is that we wrote this update statement in development, and we source controlled it, and now that keeps reoccurring in all the different environments. So that one migration script that we wrote in development gets run on the different environments, which means that once we know that script works and we've tested it, that's exactly the script that we're going to run on staging and on production. And that really gives you the confidence that your releases are going to go just as well as they did in the test environment.
That's really great, so that you don't run the schema updates and forget to populate it with the data and then cause all kinds of problems in your production environment. So we saw a lot of ReadyRoll. One of my favorite features in SQL Prompt is expanding wildcards, because if you work in database development, you kind of know select star is not really a best practice. So how does SQL Prompt make that easier?
Cool. So if I do a select star from, let's say I'm going to pick the orders table. So one of the things that ReadyRoll lets us do is it lets us put the caret after this star and just press tab. And that will expand it into the columns of the table. And if we've got a join statement here as well, it would also give us all the columns of the join conditions. And then we can kind of delete the columns we don't want, or we can just keep it like this if you want all of them. One of the also cool features of SQL Prompt while we're here is being able to look at its join functionality. So if we join onto the users table, we can see that ReadyRoll has suggested the join condition for us. So I don't mean ReadyRoll, I mean SQL Prompt. SQL Prompt has suggested the join condition for us. So it's analyzed the two tables and it's gone, well, they've both got a column called email, they've both got a column called username. If there were any foreign keys, it would pick those up as well. And it really kind of helps you write SQL that little bit faster. And that's one of the cool things about SQL Prompt.
And another thing, so working with databases is different because it has that data, that transactional data that you can't lose when you're doing a production deployment. But databases also have reference data, so data that you want to source control alongside and you want to include it as part of your deployment processes. Could you talk a little bit more about how ReadyRoll helps with this reference data and the deployments?
Cool. So one of the things about ReadyRoll is it will just deploy. During a deployment, it will just deploy all of the migration scripts that haven't been deployed before. And what we saw earlier was how the wizard at the bottom let me kind of change a database and then it analyzed it and suggested a default migration script that I edited. But I can also start off with a blank script if I want. So I can go, hey, ReadyRoll, I just want to add a blank script, please. And ReadyRoll then creates me the blank script, it gives it an ID, and then at this point I can start typing. So if I wanted to, for example, change, let's say we've got a list of categories, and let's say I wanted to change the categories, I can do that here by just writing that SQL. One of the other things about ReadyRoll is that although we've got ReadyRoll Core Edition included as part of the Visual Studio Enterprise subscription, Redgate also sell a Pro Edition of ReadyRoll as well that have got a couple of extra bits of functionality. And one of those bits of functionality is the ability to include static data as part of what ReadyRoll thinks of as the schema. So what I'm going to do real quick is just install the free trial of ReadyRoll Pro, and then we'll be able to see that static data in action. While it's installing, Stephanie, do you want to talk about some of the other features of ReadyRoll Pro that aren't in ReadyRoll Core?
Sure. So ReadyRoll Core is included with your Visual Studio Enterprise subscription. There's nothing else you have to pay. There's no ReadyRoll license required. But there is a ReadyRoll Pro version available from Redgate. And this it has the static data feature, which is incredibly important. It also allows you to do some other things with object-level history and programmable objects. So for objects that don't really have any data in it, that don't require the exact migration script transition, you can use programmable objects to make a more concise deployment script at deployment time, along with having diff reports and other really nice features. So definitely give it a try.
Cool. So the point I want to make clear is that everything you've seen up until now in the demo, making those changes in Visual Studio, building those changes in a CI server, deploying those changes as part of a release, all of that is included in ReadyRoll Core, which you get as part of the VSE subscription. ReadyRoll Pro just adds a few extra features that really, really large teams find useful. But ReadyRoll Core has definitely got enough functionality for you to use ReadyRoll as part of your day-to-day work. So let me just show you what the static data functionality looks like real quick. So once you've enabled ReadyRoll Pro and turned static data on, then it is actually not working, which is a bit weird. But also, let's go over to a question.
All right.
right, so are we ready for some questions?
Yep. Yeah, great.
Fantastic. Okay, so the first, I think you kind of answered from Ian, the difference between ReadyRoll Core and Pro. Looks like it's the automatic data fill-in, which is actually really handy. Any other features that you want to call out, the differences?
So the obvious one is support. So the core edition of ReadyRoll has community support via forums, whereas with the pro edition of ReadyRoll, if you buy it with the support and upgrades package, then you can get through to the RedGate support team if anything happens. In terms of the other functionality, there's the static data functionality, there's programmable objects, which really helps you if you've got gazillions of stored procedures and you're changing them all the time on different branches. That really helps with that. Then there is, on the VSTS side of things, we generate kind of a complete audit report, which is kind of another one of those pro features. So there's a couple of things that are useful in really kind of niche scenarios like audit or very, very large teams. But if you've got kind of a small team, then ReadyRoll Core will be great for you.
Awesome. Next question from Martin. So the RedGate tools in VS 2017 won't be including RedGate Data Compare, Schema Compare, and SQL Source Control.
That is correct. However, there's a bit of kind of nuance to it. So SQL Source Control is, so in the same way that SSDT and ReadyRoll are alternatives to manage your database development, SQL Source Control is yet another alternative.
I see. So
the ReadyRoll tool is included in Visual Studio. Part of the reason is that SQL Source Control is actually an SSMS added, so it wouldn't really make sense to include it in Visual Studio. So ReadyRoll is really an alternative to SQL Source Control SSDT. As for the SQL Compare and SQL Data Compare, they're primarily used for people who just want to look at two databases with a GUI and kind of see the changes between them. Whereas in ReadyRoll is more designed for a DevOps workflow, where the migration scripts are being generated by the developers at development time, and those scripts are being source controlled. SQL Compare and SQL Data Compare are more designed for kind of ad hoc manual deployments, whereas the thing we're putting in VSE is really around DevOps, and that's where the ReadyRoll tool really succeeds.
Awesome. Next question from David Rogers. Are these RedGate tools available in the community edition of VS 2017? I think it's an easy answer.
So just SQL Search is available in the community edition as well as professional. So SQL Search is available across all the editions. ReadyRoll Core and SQL Prompt are only in Visual Studio Enterprise.
Awesome. Next question from Ivan. How does ReadyRoll handle table changes across multiple repos, especially conflict situations?
So in very much the same way that an application might happen. So if I'm changing application code on one branch and my team member's changing application code on another branch, I can get merge conflicts when I merge. And even if there isn't a merge conflict, I might have renamed a method which my teammate adds a call to the old name. And then you get build time errors at that kind of thing. So it's very much like the application. You'll get some conflicts at merge time, and then you'll get some errors being detected during the build, which you can go and fix, just as you would for application code across different branches.
Awesome. Three more questions from Bill. How do you safely connect to use self-service BI tools like Power BI and Excel data queries when the database is in SQL Azure?
So ReadyRoll works with SQL Azure. So a lot of people might develop locally on their database on-prem or a local database, but then use ReadyRoll to deploy to it. So in your CI or CD processes, your target database could be SQL Azure. I lost the question, but I think the rest was around Power BI. So it all depends on if you have your database in source control, then that's when ReadyRoll would help with that.
Awesome. And my friend from Japan, Tsuyoshi Ushio, can we use ReadyRoll for the .NET Core project?
Absolutely. So if you have a .NET Core project which is using a database, then ReadyRoll can help you with the database side of that project. The only thing to say is that ReadyRoll is not cross-platform. It only runs on Windows, which means that your build agents and your release agents have to be running on Windows to do the database deployments. But in terms of where the application runs, we don't mind. But in terms of where the build happens and where the release happens, that has to be a Windows machine. But that's the only slight limitation. Whenever people say .NET Core, they often mean cross-platform. So that's the only thing to be aware of.
Awesome. Last question. ReadyRoll, RedGate, does it work with CLR stored procedures? That's a good question.
It is a very good question. And the answer is absolutely yes, it does. Because we build on top of all the SSDT functionality, as well as getting pre and post deployment scripts and SQL command variables, we also get the CLR stored procedure support as well. And there's a really nice page on the ReadyRoll documentation which explains how to get started with that. But basically, you add your C# class library, then you add a reference from the ReadyRoll project to the C# project, and then whenever you make make changes to the CLR store procedure, the ReadyRoll project can then deploy that as part of a build, which is quite nice. The only thing I would say is that that's one of the pro features of ReadyRoll that isn't in ReadyRoll core, because it's kind of it's more of a niche feature, which is why we've kind of reserved it for pro.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Stephanie and David. That was awesome. We've learned about DevOps for SQL Server developers. Coming up next, we have Take Your App Planet Scale with Xamarin and DocumentDB. We have James again and Kirill are going to be talking about that. Please make sure to submit your questions using hashtag VS2017. The earlier, like as soon as you have a question, just put it up. We'll get that. We'll get the early ones up first, obviously. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back again with your Planet Scale Xamarin app and DocumentDB. We'll see you after the break.